This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Fire crews were taking advantage of cooler, wet weather in battling the Reynolds Creek Fire in Glacier National Park. The fires burned about 5 square miles of timber, brush, and grass in rugged terrain on the north shore of St. Mary Lake since it started July 21st. One hotshot team worked yesterday building the fire line above Going to the Sun Road, while another planned to extinguish hot spots at the head of the fire. Crews have completed fire line around the east end of the fire, which is now about 30% contained. Fire officials say when the sun comes out between rain showers, hot spots revive and fire spreads across the forest floor. The St. Mary Visitor Center at the east entrance to the park reopened yesterday, but an 18-mile stretch of Going to the Sun Road remains closed. The Northern Cheyenne Tribe plans additional investigations of cultural sites along the path of a proposed railroad that would open new areas of southeastern Montana to large-scale coal mining. Tribal Council member Conrad Fisher said elders will revisit areas previously surveyed for the Surface Transportation Board. Fisher says the tribe wants to ensure sacred and important sites are protected as the agency considers the Tongue River Railroad. Landowners and members of other tribes with ties to the area say Surface Transportation Board contractors misinterpreted the significance of some cultural sites and overlooked others. The $403 million rail line from Colstrip to the town of Ashland north of the Wyoming border is proposed by BNSF Railway, Arch Coal, and candy industry billionaire Forrest Mars Jr. BNSF spokesman Matt Jones says the railroad has confidence in previous cultural survey work done by government contractors. A judge has scheduled an October 19th trial date on a Nebraska lawsuit aimed at keeping TransCanada Corporation from seizing land to build the Keystone XL oil pipeline. District Judge Mark Kozisek set the date during a hearing yesterday. In January, TransCanada filed legal papers in 9 Nebraska counties to invoke eminent domain for the land that's needed to construct, operate, and maintain the pipeline. It would go from Canada through Montana, then South Dakota to Nebraska, where it would connect with existing pipelines to carry over 800,000 barrels of crude a day to refineries along the Texas Gulf Coast. Pipeline opponents also want to overturn a state law that allowed then-Governor Dave Heineman to approve the pipeline's route through the state in 2013. Three sets of fraternal twins were born on the same day at a Bozeman hospital, adding up to more than half of the hospital's births that day. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the first of the trio of twins was born at Bozeman Deaconess Hospital at 7:49 July 22nd. The other two sets followed over the next 7 hours, making it the first time in a decade the hospital has seen so many twins born in a day. Governor Steve Bullock has appointed Bob Nystuen of Lakeside to the State Board of Regents, which oversees the Montana University system. He served as the board chair for Flathead Valley Community College and is market president of Glacier Bank. He replaces Bozeman Mayor Jeff Kraus. Union workers with expired contracts at Montana's largest mining company will reconsider tonight the same contract they rejected in June. Stillwater Mining Company workers are scheduled to vote by 9 p.m. Monday on a contract that would keep most pay and benefits consistent with the 4-year contract that ended in early June. Police are investigating after a man who died of an apparent gunshot wound was brought to St. Patrick Hospital in Missoula. Detective Sergeant Scott Pashton said officers were working with police in Spokane to investigate the possibility that the shooting occurred there. He says the victim was driven to Missoula from Spokane yesterday and either died on the way or was deceased for the entire trip. Law enforcement authorities say a 70-year-old Montana man died in a rollover crash yesterday in northwest North Dakota. The North Dakota Highway Patrol says the man from Great Falls was driving a semi heading southbound on Williams County Road 42 when the vehicle reached the top of a hill and failed to negotiate a curve. The semi then left the road, entered the ditch, and rolled at about 9:42 yesterday morning, about 10 miles northwest of Ray. The man has not yet been publicly identified. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.